The annual fuss about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is upon us, as the 15 nominees for 2019 induction have been announced. But this is not going to be a piece about who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Hordes of internet trolls, music bloggers, and Ted Nugent have all been screaming about this enough. I have nothing against this year's nominees. In fact, I like almost all of them. But what does it do to music when we put it in a museum? It's a noble sentiment. The Hall of Fame is conferring a timeless honor, acknowledging excellence, and seeking to define that which is classic. But the irony is palpable. Here is a group trying to legitimize a style that traffics in illegitimacy, to set apart as sacrosanct music that is sold as profane. The irony is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the type of institution that rock musicians made their careers rebelling against. The very idea of the word classic makes classic rock a thing of the past. Rock and roll, voice of anti-establishment youth, is now old and very much established. But the quandary is that I still love rock and roll. The only thing I can come up with is to make fun of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while simultaneously honoring the artists it inducts. The final list of 5 inductees will be revealed sometime this month, and the general public has a say in who wins. Fans can vote until December 9 in person at the museum or at rockhall.com/vote. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.